Okay, Alexander, we need your analysis regarding the deal at the White House on Friday between Serbia and Kosovo. And this was a kind of a strange deal because it wasn't exactly a deal between the two countries. The U.S. kind of acts as a conduit. Let me read you a title from Balkan Insight. I think it kind of sums it up pretty well. Trump was the real winner from Kosovo-Serbia deal. Now, this deal also had the, I think what was a surprise to Vucic, which was the moving of the Serbian embassy to Jerusalem. Vucic kind of looked very puzzled at that, kind of like he didn't read the agreement. And also some other provisions, which had to do more with Israel and labeling Hezbollah a terrorist group. And a very bizarre framework for an agreement between these two countries, which wasn't much of an agreement between these two countries. But I guess in all fairness, you could say that this was, for the first time, maybe a step towards some sort of opening up of diplomatic ties between the two countries. But I think it's going to be a very, very difficult road ahead in order to find some solution to the Kosovo problem, which really is a problem. Alexander, what do you make of what happened in Washington?
I think you're absolutely, first of all, I think you're absolutely right. I think the unequivocal winner was Donald Trump, because, I mean, he managed to get the Serbs and the Kosovans, who have been completely implacably opposed to each other for decades, ever since Kosovo broke away, or was broken away from Serbia. He's actually got them to talk to each other and actually to reach an agreement on economic questions. So that was an achievement for him. And on top of all of that, as you rightly say, they've all made all kinds of agreements, or appear to have made all kinds of agreements about Israel. I mean, Kosovo, it seems, is going to open some kind of embassy in Jerusalem. So that's something. And Serbia has made this very strange commitment, which Vucic didn't seem to know about, which is, by the way, a terrible comment about Vucic. I think, by the way, that this will not go down very well in Serbia. I think a lot of people in Serbia, people of a nationalist view, who have been critical of Vucic for some time, will be very concerned about this. They will see it as a step towards Serbian recognition of Kosovo, which in Serbia is a very hot issue. Very, very many Serbs would vigorously and strongly oppose that. So the question is, why did Vucic do it? Because, I mean, it's really, he was the person who took this step. And of course, the thing about Vucic is that he's one of these people who tries to maintain good relations with everybody. And I think he probably felt that, you know, by going along with Trump, making these economic agreements with the Kosovars, which, to be very clear, fall very, very far from any kind of any form of diplomatic recognition, he was possibly helping the position of Serbs in Kosovo, and at the same time increasing Serbian economic penetration in Kosovo. But principally, he was winning for himself and arguably for Serbia some goodwill in Washington, especially if Donald Trump is re-elected. But what I will say is this, I am not sure that he's got the balance right. He's clearly been blindsided by this commitment to transfer the Serbian embassy to Jerusalem. I think that is going to be very controversial also in Serbia. Yugoslavia, which was, you know, the country that Serbia was once the core part of, always used to have very good relations with the Arab world historically, always as a supporter of the Palestinians, always was at the forefront of the non-aligned movement. And this is a big, a radical break with that policy. And I think there'll still be some people in Belgrade who won't like it. So, I mean, that's a problem. And as I said, he clearly didn't read the small print carefully enough. And you could see, there was this extraordinary video, which I think you sent me, in which, you know, you see him, you know, with his hands. I mean, you know, most odd, very strange. And given that he's a clever man and, you know, somebody who knows what he's signing usually, most bizarre that he signed a thing like this without understanding fully what its implications were. So I'm not sure he's got the balance right on this one. And, you know, he went back to Belgrade. He was the very same day on the phone to Moscow, trying to reassure the Russians that, you know, he hadn't actually sold the shop. Because I don't think the Russians are very pleased with this either, because on the one hand, you know, they would have probably wanted to be consulted before an agreement like this was made. But I think overall and on balance, Trump is the winner. Vucic has suffered some damage, but I don't think it's going to ultimately destabilize them. And Kosovo, you know, has gained something, but ultimately it does what it's told, because to all intents and purposes, it's an American protectorate.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's kind of a NATO statelet, Kosovo. Yeah. It's not really an actual autonomous country. No. But I have a question for you regarding another provision in the agreement, which I think is kind of interesting. And I think it highlights how Vucic is walking a tightrope that inevitably he is going to fall from. And that has to do not with Russia, but with China. And one of the parts of the agreement says that Serbia has to kind of do away with Chinese infrastructure, technology infrastructure. Obviously, that's going to mean Huawei and the 5G, you know, infrastructure stuff that the U.S. is pushing hard for countries to ban and to block. And it looks like Serbia signed that as well. And I know that China is investing heavily in the Balkans region as a whole. Mm. And it is investing in Serbia. And it's backed Serbia, actually, traditionally has backed Serbia with regards to Kosovo.
Absolutely.
Kosovo, China's always been on Serbia's side for that one as well. And all of a sudden, you have Vucic kind of, you know, agreeing to be done with Chinese infrastructure. And I think that's going to cause a huge issue for Serbia. But of course, the U.S. said, we're going to invest money, infrastructure, roads and rail into Serbia. So once again, you're looking at Vucic walking that tightrope, but I just think it's too much. You have Russia, you have the U.S., you have the EU, you have NATO, you have China. Sooner or later, he's going to have to move in one direction a little bit.
Well, indeed, or if he doesn't, he will fall, because you're absolutely right. He's playing an overcomplicated game. It's a little bit like Lukashenko, only even more so. Lukashenko in Belarus, who thought he could play the Russians and the Europeans off against each other, and now has, you know, massive protests on his hands. Vucic has been doing the same for some time now. He's developed a very strong personal relationship with Putin, but you know, what he's doing, cutting deals with the Americans in this fashion, is risky. Now, China has been a very big investor in Serbia, as you rightly say. And of course, China, by the way, came to Serbia's rescue at the peak of the pandemic crisis. And they were sending all kinds of people to Serbia with, you know, masks and equipment and all that. Maybe it wasn't terribly effective. Some of the masks may not have been very good, but they did come. And again, China and Serbia have long-standing relations. And many Serbs and many Chinese will remember that during the NATO bombing war in 1999, China was very strong in supporting Serbia against NATO. And the Chinese embassy in Belgrade was actually bombed by NATO aircraft. And that caused a huge crisis during that war. And that was partly because of, you know, China's support for Serbia at that time. So I think the Chinese will be very angry with this. And the Chinese are a very unforgiving people, by the way. They're not like the Russians who go away and bide their time. The Chinese are outspoken, and they will be very angry with Vucic, and they will want an explanation for Vucic of what he's doing. But, you know, the other people who will not be pleased are Serbian nationalists. They will say, what ultimately, Vucic, did you achieve by signing this agreement? What have you brought us? You've given Kosovo some element of diplomatic legitimacy by signing an economic agreement of this nature. You've given the Americans a pledge that we will open our embassy in Jerusalem, which you didn't even seem to know you were doing. And this goes completely contrary to our traditional diplomacy. And you've upset our key enemies, key allies, Russia, obviously, which is important for many Serbs, and but China especially. And they will say, well, Vučić has always talked at various times about, you know, taking Serbia into the EU. Is this what this is all about, that he's trying to pave the way to take Serbia into the EU? There are many, many Serbs who will oppose that. We've seen in Montenegro the kind of reaction that that can provoke. A long-standing leader who's been in power much longer than Vučić has been in Serbia is now in severe difficulties in Montenegro because he appeased the Americans and worked with the Europeans and took Montenegro into NATO against the wishes of its people and or many of its people, and wants to take Montenegro into the EU against the wishes of many of its people. So Vučić is playing a very dangerous game for himself in Serbia. And as you say, it's a high wire balancing act. And if he's not very careful, he will fall. He won't just annoy his friends, the Russians and the Chinese and Serbia's friends. He will annoy too many people in Serbia itself. And there were big protests in Serbia just a few weeks ago. And he obviously rode those out. But there comes a point beyond which opposition starts to gain a critical mass, and if he's seen as an anti-patriotic or a non-patriotic and selling out Serbia, he can't, I think, in that kind of situation, count on the support of the security forces in Serbia, which are deeply patriotic also. I mean, they are very concerned about Serbia's national honor and about protecting Serbia's territories and integrity and independence. So, you know, he's playing a dangerous game, and I think he's made a misstep.
All right. Well, coincidentally enough, I think they're going to be speaking with the EU, Serbia, and Kosovo. I think the EU is now undertaking their own dialogue, their own diplomatic effort.
Yeah, absolutely.
To find some sort of political recognition between Kosovo and Serbia. I think this week, if I'm not mistaken, but. We'll cover that as well.
I mean, there are, it should be said, pro-EU Atlanticist forces within Serbia itself. And one of the things is that Vučić, who came to power as a nationalist, has always tried to appease or rather balance out these elements. It's a little bit also, by the way, what Yanukovych used to do in Ukraine. I remember he came to power on, you know, on with the votes of the pro-Russian people in Ukraine, but he constantly appeased the nationalists, the pro-Western people in Ukraine. And of course, it didn't do him any good. And I think this is the same mistake that Vučić is making. I think at the end of the day, he is appeasing people who will never be appeased and who will never trust him. And he's alienating his supporters both within Serbia and Serbia's friends outside it. So that's what he's doing.
All right, Alexander Merkurs, thank you very much. Guys, if you like this video, please click on that subscribe button down below, that red subscribe button. Please click on it and subscribe to the channel, and you will be notified every time we publish a new video or go live with one of our live shows. And also, please donate to us on PayPal, Patreon, and Subscribestar. Your donation really helps out this small but growing channel, and we could use a little bit of help. And please go to the Duran shop, pick up some merchandise. Actually, I've got a magic mug, a Serbia magic mug.
You certainly do, absolutely. And
shirts, just interesting.
Well, indeed, you've got indeed, sir. And can I just say, I've got a magic mug, one of the smaller ones. We now have them both 11 ounce and 15 ounce. And this is Greece, and Greece and Serbia, of course, are great friends and allies. We've fought wars along each other, and there's always been very strong affection and alliance between these two nations, these two neighboring Balkan nations. And I've also got here Russia, which is, of course, another player in this particular game, and the United States too. And I want to say again, this is Donald Trump who's come out the winner out of this negotiation. So these are our magic mugs, the best mugs in the world, both porcelain and also enamel. The enamel one mugs are superb for taking outdoors. This is Germany, by the way. So they are the best mugs in the world, bar none. You can get them from our shop. They come with the flags of many countries. If you don't see your own country there, wait a little, because we are adding to our shop all the time. But before very long, we will almost certainly have it. And if we still don't have it, just drop us a line and we will do what we can to help you. And we're also producing, or rather Alex is working hard on producing, a huge and amazing and wonderful new range of shirts with the flags of countries on those too. And I think you've got Russia there in you on your shirt. So again, if you don't see your own country flag or the flag of a country you want to identify with, just wait a little and no doubt it will come. And of course, we've also got lots of other great things in our shop. We've got hats, we've got baseball hats and trucker's hats and embroidered hats. And we've also got a wonderful new range. We have a wonderful range of ebooks. You'll find those all in our shop. All sorts of other great products in our shop. Our shop is expanding at a prodigious, you know, speed. And if you come to our shop and buy the great things you will find there, you will support our channel, as Alex said, and at the same time, you will be the owner of these wonderful things. So come to our shop, support the Duran, and Alex will just quickly remind you how.
Just go to the duranshop.com. You'll find the link in the description box down below. Alexander Redcurse, thank you very much. Until next time, everybody, take care.